pretty soft. It's a, what's your feeling when you leave a starter like this?
Yeah, it's just a grinder, you know, like one of those just, you kind of chalk it up to just one of those days, really. You know, I just felt like anything that got put in play was a hit. I felt like, you know, my command was in and out at times. Felt my stuff was pretty good. But it just seemed like they always found a hole, you know, and that kind of ended up being kind of the story of the game.
Seemed like your velo was up today. What do you think that had to do with?
I think just having some extra rest. You know, I don't know. I don't even know if I've made a single start on like a 5-day schedule. So I've been able to have, you know, some extra throwing in between starts. You know, I've worked really hard on recovery towards the back end of my, you know, starts. So I think, you know, a combination of a lot of things.
Do you feel like that extra throwing is a sign of health? I mean, feeling good about it?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think there's some things that I might need to fine tune a little bit, because it still seems like there's times throughout the game where just command is gone and it's just almost impossible to find. But, you know, on the flip side of that, you get rewarded with a little bit better stuff and a little bit, you know, your body feels a little bit better and stuff like that. So, you know, you just kind of move the bars a little bit and you know, start tinkering here and there and just trying to fine tune and, you know, work more maybe this week on trying to find a little bit better command consistently.
And this schedule is a good thing in terms of if you can continue to get as much extra rest as possible, knowing what that can do for you and for the team in September or October, you know, down the road.
Yeah, I wish I was able to take advantage of it a little bit more. You know, these last couple starts, you know, when you get extra rest, I know guys are, you know, we got some guys that are moving around, shuffling around to give me some more rest. I wish I was able to reward our guys a little bit more. You know, these last couple starts have been, you know, you get 7 days off, you better at least get through the sixth inning. You know, I was really hoping to at least get to the seventh, because I know our guys are, you know, getting used down there a lot. They're working their butts off, man, and it's frustrating for me, because it's like, okay, we're gonna give you this extra rest, and you're not gonna do what we need you to do with all of this. So, you know, again, I just gotta try to fine tune some things over the next, you know, few days, just try to figure out how to get through that.
Was it satisfying to see the slider back, or were you satisfied with the slider tonight more than last week in Boston?
It was better. Yeah, it was better. Again, it just seemed like there were times where I just felt like I was trying to get a swing in it, and it wasn't. So, you know, just again, kind of just a weird game. You know, I bet if you look at every time I've ever given up 10 hits in a game, it's probably attached with 6, 7, 8 runs, something like that. So, you know, it was it's. You can take some good, you can take some bad, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we won another series. That's, you know, we against a good ball club. We got Pittsburgh coming in. So, you know, as long as we just keep winning series, that's, you know, that's the main goal. Sweeps are hard to get. You know, I was kind of fired up to try to get one tonight, but, you know, it just didn't work out.
Chris, you mentioned winning the series. You've been part of a lot of good teams over the years, but it's June. You guys have lost one series. I mean, how kind of surreal and amazing is it as you look at where you guys are going?
It's been a lot of fun, I'll say that. I think, you know, if you look around that clubhouse, you know, it's not, you know, too surprising. You know, I think we've all believed this. I mean, you look over the last couple of years, you know, last year was tough. You know, the year before that, injury was kind of the thing that kind of got us the last couple of years. You know, I think we all have confidence in ourselves, and just the way we operate together, the way, you know, the way the clubhouse is, the camaraderie, just the legitimate fun that we have together on a daily basis. You know, it's not surprising that the results are there. We just got to keep, you know, moving that line forward and keep, you know, keep the vibes high and keep, you know, showing up on game day ready to go.
With that, how much does Weiss play a part in that? How does he play a part in it as far as winning the series and just keep going?
I think, you know, with him and, you know, everybody on the staff, I think there's always a sense of urgency. it's we have a lot of fun, but there's urgency. There's you know, there's a, you know, I know Walt talks a lot about the pride he takes in this organization and wearing, you know, Braves uniform, and I think that kind of flows through our clubhouse, and I think guys see how serious he takes it. You know, we all know that once 7 o'clock rolls around, it's time to go out there and play as hard as we can. So, but again, I think just keeping it loose, keeping it light, having a lot of fun before the game, you know, having fun, you know, on the road, on the bus, and on the plane, team dinner, stuff like that. It's been a lot of fun. I think that carries over onto the field. And you just gain trust in each other. You have, you know, I know everybody in that clubhouse has my back, and that, you know, and that goes through everyone in that clubhouse. So, you know, when you have faith and trust and confidence in each other, it's generally going to, you know, turn out pretty well.
Where is Ronaldo Lopez's head right now? Just based off of your conversations with him, anything like that?
I think that'd be a better question to ask him. But again, I think you look at his stuff; it's starting to tick up. You know, he missed the whole year last year. You know, that's tough. I've been there. You know, it's not easy to miss a whole year and then come back and try to, you know, pick up right where you left off. I mean, don't forget, this guy was an all-star in 24, sub-2 ERA for an entire year, and then has a shoulder surgery, and, you know, he's got to try to find his bearings a little bit. You know, he was on a pretty good run there for a little bit. The stuff that you see is coming out. His ball's coming out of his hand really well, which gives you some confidence. So, you know, it's one of those things. You just got to keep kind of striking the iron. You got to keep trucking forward. You know, we have confidence in him. Again, the stuff is there. You know, just sometimes when you take that amount of time off of reps, it can be tough. And I've been there, so I can speak on that pretty easily. It's not easy. So. You know, he's in there every day working, throwing bullpens, doing his throwing program. All of his shoulder strength stuff is he's on top of. So, you know, we just keep getting at it. This game's not easy.
What's impressed you the most so far with what Didier Fuentes has been able to do out of the bullpen?
I think just this poise. You know, he's a young guy, man, and being able to come in big situations, multiple innings. He's kind of like a Swiss Army knife. He can come in and pitch three innings from the fifth to the eighth. He can come in and get the biggest out in the game, you know, in a tight spot. And, I mean, his stuff is just a lot of fun to watch. You know, just pure electricity coming out of that right arm. So, again, it's a lot of confidence in him. And I think moving forward, he's only doing himself a lot of favors, maybe even getting back into the rotation. But a lot of fun to watch.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.